Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm a sports hub. It is Toucher and Rich in the Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. We got Joe Murray in studio with us this morning, as we like to do every once in a while. And something we have not done in a long time, and you know what, damn it, I thought it was time we bring it back. Let's play an edition of...
I Rule! Oh, man.
It has been a long damn time.
I played this game once in our first year of the show, so it's been at least a decade. Since we've done this.
We've even got the soundbite.
I rule.
Yeah. And from what I've been told, we've got Mike Lockhart in the other room who's going to be running this game because I'm playing as well. He has produced this.
I rule.
A Joe Murray one, which is fantastic. That's some quick getting together. So
nice.
I appreciate that from him. So how I rule works is that each one of us has a category that we believe we are self-professed experts in, or just I predicted that you're self-professed.
I was just going to say, I didn't remember choosing anything.
Not really self-professing, but this is something that I think that there's no question that you guys are. And what's going to happen is we are going to have Mike Lockhart is going to play a five-second clip, and you are to identify what that clip is, and each one fits your category.
Okay.
Joe, your category is going to be wrestler walk-in songs, starting with the 90s. He is going to play the walk-in theme for a wrestler, and you have it's a five-second clip, and you have to guess which wrestler he's playing.
Oh, he's got this. It's gonna
I hope so. I don't want to embarrass anybody.
Okay.
Okay. Well, now you know why I picked that, right? Because that's something that would be a home run. Am I correct, Joe Murray?
I hope so, yeah.
All right, of course.
I rule!
Yes, you do. John, with you, this was going to be 90s hip hop and R&B because nobody knows that stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm hit or miss with this. All right, let's go.
Okay, and mine apparently is going to be 80s and 90s action movie themes from the golden age of action movies.
And
I have to guess which film.
I might be better
from.
At that than I am at the 90s R&B.
Oh, or... shut your mouth. You're like a savant when it comes.
We'll see how it goes. Oh, that's LaVert. I got that. That's
you're
easy.
The one who wore the flowy pirate shirt to the LaVert shirt.
Saw these guys in concert. We talked about this.
No, you did. Yeah. Once again, I picked good. Now, do we all agree these are fair categories? Do we agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No one's complaining, right?
Nope.
Okay, good. All right. So we will go, you know what? We will go Joe, Wallach, and me.
All right.
And so it is a five-second clip that Mike Lockhart will play, and you have 3 seconds after the clip is done to answer it. If you get it right, you get a point. If you do not, then you don't. Dan O'Brien, your prediction, who will end up winning this round? From the you've just heard the categories. Who do you think will be the most dominant?
John's going to crumble. Joe's going to dominate.
Yeah, I have to agree. And you know what? Me, I'm gonna get like two.
John doesn't seem very confident at this point. So
no.
And you're right. John does crap himself a lot in games like this. On top of that, he's like one of these guys that we've tested his arm. Like, he'll randomly just say stuff that I'm like, oh my God, how'd you know that? But then when we put his knowledge to the test, he does tend to pee on his leg, doesn't he?
There have been times, yes.
Okay, all right. So my money's probably on Joe in this as well. All right, let's get started. Mike Lockhart, if you could play the first clip of a 90s or an on walk-up song for a wrestler, Joe Murray, identify this.
The Honky Tonk Man.
Okay. Is that true?
Nice.
Okay, I guess that is true. You got that correct. All right, 1 point.
Nice.
What's the Honky Tonk Man like? Is he alive?
Yes, I met him at WrestleCon a couple of years ago.
Of course you did.
He made the Hall of Fame a year ago.
How much did he charge?
I did not.
No charge. That's just Virgil. Virgil's the one who charges.
Joe Murray don't pay. You show up with Andy Wong. Joe Murray ain't paying. All right. Okay. So you have 1 point.
Okay.
John, this is 90s hip hop and R&B. Name this artist. Go.
I don't know. Jodeci. I don't know.
Oh, I knew you'd choke. You're already choking. It's the first one. Who is it?
That was Albie Shore.
Albie Shore.
That wasn't even one of his better ones. Albie Shore. If you'd done Albie Misunderstanding sure or Night game. And Day, I would have gotten those.
I mean, we can't all be Albie Shore experts, but you should profess to be one, and you suck. All right, let's go to all right, let's do Mises' 80s or 90s action movie theme. Go. Oh, Predator. Yeah, no question. Stop. Wow. Come on, dude. I ain't got time to bleed.
Goodness.
I mean, dude, by the way, out of all the crimes that Fred Toucher has ever committed, the fact that he's never seen Predator might be the biggest one.
Yes.
He's done some weird stuff like never had a cheeseburger, never had mac and cheese. I understand that. But the fact that he's never seen Predator, even if he wants to watch it for all the wrong reasons and all like the over the top, like a machismo that's in there that goes so over the top, it goes the other way. The fact that he's never seen that is an absolute crime. So, yes, I would say Predator. Is that Schwarzenegger's best movie?
No. I don't think that's Arnold Schwarzenegger's
What's better?
Best movie. Commando.
Well, Commando's funny. Commando, but it's not like
that's
a good
why
movie.
It's his best movie. Last Action Hero is pretty good.
I like that. Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. You're putting Last Action Hero up against Predator?
Yeah, I am. That's exactly what I'm doing.
All right, back in the corner. Okay, Joe Murray, let's wrestler walk-in songs.
Oh,
you have 1 point.
God.
I have 1 point. Wallach is awful. And let's let it roll. What do you got, Joe?
Hacksaw Jim Duggan, baby.
Even I knew that one. Jesus.
See, I don't even know that.
I knew that one. If I know that one, that's a layup.
Walks into
for
the
him.
Ring with a 2x4 and just yells,
All right. Well, 2 points for Joe Murray. Right. He's going to sweep this.
Yeah.
All right, Wallach, here's a chance to redeem yourself. You have you missed the first one on a simple Albie Shore one that even I knew. Here's the next clip.
Oh, crap. Damn it, I know this one, too, and I can't think of it.
Oh, come on. I know this one.
You do. I know. I can't think of it.
Joe Murray for the steal. Go for it.
H-Town, baby.
Yes, it is H-Town. Of course it's H-Town.
All right, Rich, can I just interject for a second? Because I know we have the sound effects that, you know, I rule.
Yeah.
In the next break, John is coming in here, and he's going to record, "You suck."
It's embarrassing.
As soon as Mike hit the cue on that for that clip to play, Joe Murray's hand went up, like literally, like he knew. And then John's head went back, like,
I would argue that Joe might actually be able to like sweep all three of these categories.
I don't know. I didn't get Predator right away.
Okay. All right. Let's do so Joe Murray, 2 points. Wallach, no points. And I'm going for my second here. Let's hear it. Oh, it's Top Gun. Stop. Come on, dude.
Come on.
I didn't even need to hear the guitar come in.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even need to hear Harold Faltermeyer start shredding.
I think Wally's getting hosed here.
There was a band that I used to see in concert that opened with that, and it was the greatest.
Really?
Like, before they would go on stage, the lights would go down, and that theme would come on, and then they would just punch you in the mouth with, like, the hardest, loudest music ever. And it was the best intro ever. Oh, come on, man. You're telling me you wouldn't have gotten that?
I would have gotten that instantly.
Okay, well, not as fast as I did. All right, so it's two for Joe Murray, two for me, none for Wallach. Let's go to Joe Murray. Wrestler walk-in songs. What do you got?
Oh, man.
I don't know this one.
All right. So I'm going to just, this is a guess because I don't really know it, but is it Coco Beware?
I rule.
Whoa. Very impressive.
Coco Beware. I don't even know who that is.
He used to come out with a bird.
Wow.
Sounds like a mini Pearl theme song. Something from Hee Haw or something like that. Or like a guy. Oh, that's like a gospel thing. It's like a, yeah, I don't know what the hell that's what's going on, but you got three. Good job, clean
way
sweep so far. Wallach, come on, let's show a little spine here.
Okay.
We got '90s hip hop and R&B.
All right,
go.
Oh, that's Guy. That's Teddy Riley.
Keith Sweat.
Oh, damn it.
Want that, baby.
John, we're Keith not doing Sweat. This on purpose to you. We're really,
not. That one I should have had. Keith Sweat. I knew that one, too. Damn it.
You are getting a little bit of blowback on Twitter, not because of your horrible performance in this game so far, but Last Action Hero over Predator, and someone just wrote, boo! That might be the hottest take in the history of this show, to be quite honest. That Last Action Hero is better.
I like
than
Last
Predator.
Action Hero a lot.
It's a good movie. It's not Predator. Like Predator is one of the best action movies of the 80s or 90s, like of all time. Like when you think, I mean, it's arguably, if it's not the number one, it's in the top three, no question. Best Schwarzenegger movies. I mean, you got to put The Running Man in there too, probably, and Total Recall is pretty damn good.
Yep.
Not quite sure what else you would even compare with those three. All right. So the score, 3 points, Joe Murray. 0 points, Wallach. I have two. Let's go for the third. Let it roll. Fight to survive. Oh, this is
I have this one.
Oh, is that Street Fighter? Not Street Fighter. Bloodsport? Bloodsport?
That's right, but that's not you. I get
it.
No, you don't get that. You don't get that.
I said Bloodsport.
You said, all right, we have a ruling from the judges.
His first answer, what was his first answer?
Street Fighter.
I said that is incorrect.
No, you do not get a point for that.
I got the name of the movie wrong, but then I got it right before time was up.
What do you mean? No, you had 3 seconds.
You have one guess. You don't get to say, no, that's wrong. I get another one.
Boo!
I would have gotten Boo. Keith Sweat, too, if I had a second chance.
I got it. Okay.
Incorrect.
If time was up, that's one thing. If time was up, yes. That's
Alex,
right.
I'd like to take another shot at what that question was.
That's right.
But you didn't say wrong, and it didn't buzz before I corrected you.
Oh, we have to say what is from now on.
But no. If time was up, then yes, I got that wrong. But on a technicality. Okay, so Joe Murray's got three. Wallach's got none. I've got two. Joe Murray looking for the clean sweep. Let's take a listen. This is a wrestler walk-up song. Go.
Ah, tough. I don't have it.
That is Akeem the African.
How did I not get that one? A guy looks like me.
Don't you have like a Photoshop or something of you with
wow.
the guys?
Yeah. I didn't get the I didn't get it.
By the way, now everyone's yelling at me. Does Terminator 2 not exist in your world? Yes, you're correct. Terminator 2 would be up there as well.
What about Pumping Iron?
Pumping Iron's great. Just how creepy it is. Conan's not a good movie, by the way. It's funny, but it's not that good. All right, let's John Wallach, who is does not have a point.
I could have stolen the last one easy. All right, go ahead.
Go for it.
Yeah. Oh, I know this. It's Live and Learn. Who does Live and Learn?
Is it Live and Learn, John?
Yes, you've got to live and learn, right?
Was that the hook we played, John? Was that
no, that wasn't the hook.
Were those the words that he said in the clip that we played? I'm
no,
just wondering.
No. I don't know. I have no idea.
Joe Public.
Joe Public, yeah.
Is that the name of the song, though?
Yeah, Live and Learn.
Live and Learn.
Yes, yeah. That's what I said.
See, that's what the clip said, too.
Yeah.
Do we give him a point for that or
no,
not?
No, we don't.
No!
We don't.
I knew he was going to do bad, but this is...
Yeah.
This is
This is bad.
This is really bad.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm kind of astounded. Twitter does not like you right now. Joe Murray's got 3 out of 4. Wallach, 0 out of 4. All right, go for it. Let's roll mine. 80s at 90s. Oh, View to a Kill. Yeah, come on. It's the name of the song. That is now. That's not what I expected. I didn't expect the James Bond one to be thrown in there, but
it's an action movie. No,
it is an action movie. I'll take that. Duran Duran, one of the better James Bond themes. Okay, so 3 out of 4. Joe Murray and I are tied. This is the final one. Joe Murray wrestler walk-in songs. Let's go for it.
Ooh, the Million Dollar Man, baby!
Okay, nice job.
Okay, all right. Nice. 4 out of 5. He finishes for wrestler walk-in songs. Wallach, just this is for dignity's sake. You're 0 for 4. Let's not get shut out here. Let's see. 90s hip-hop and R&B. Let it roll.
After 6.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
After 6. What?
After 7.
Oh,
sorry, Joe.
Oh, you suck.
After 7. Now it's quarter.
Well, Wallach's older now. He goes to bed earlier. Yes. That's why it's after 6. They have to move it up a
John's
little.
Not in daylight savings time yet. All right. Wow. Well, we were right, Rich, on the crumble.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Ofer.
Yep.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, dude. At Ken Griffey rules. You can just let it fly.
Can we
if you
still
want
call
to.
Him Casanova? Anyway?
I don't know. I think we got to retire that.
Jeez. Ofer.
Ofer.
Oh, my God, dude. Someone said Casanova. More like Casablova. All right. Let's go. My last. This is just to tie Joe Murray. Joe Murray the King. 80s and 90s action movie themes. Let's go. Hearts on Fire from the Rocky IV soundtrack. John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. Boom!
Can we just
Joe Murray?
Can we just battle for one of Wallach's to break the tie?
that's a good one. Do you have an extra one or do you need the break?
I need a break.
Okay. All right. When we come back, we'll do the tiebreaker. Can you ask, what's his name, if he can come on at 8:30 or whatever it is? Michael Hurley. I know he's probably waiting for us. So can you see if he can move, or you got to have the tiebreaker between me and Joe Murray? And then, of course, I'll read every single tweet of people killing John Wallach because he went over and all this. Got no problem with that. At Touch of Rich, at Ken Griffey Rules, I'll read every single one of them. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Springfield.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
This guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
All right, 98.5 of Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich.
These are pretty good, Rich.
Oh, yeah, there's some good ones.
Can I read some of these? These are pretty creative.
When the listeners have a common enemy and someone they want to pile on,
oh yeah,
they can be pretty vicious. And this morning, a couple minutes ago, we just finished a game called I Rule, which we haven't done in a long time, where all
some
five
of
us.
Rule.
Well, yeah, we all profess to be experts in a certain area. They play a sound clip. We have to guess what it is. Joe Murray's were wrestler walk-in songs. He did great. He went 4 for 5. And by the way, somebody sent us a video of the wrestler that you said walks into the crowd with a parrot, and it's fantastic. Was that Coco Beware? Was that the guy?
Yep.
Okay. And then I had 80s and 90s action movie soundtracks. I got 4 for 5. Would have gotten 5 for 5 if time didn't run out. And I said, stupid Street Fighter. That sucks. But really, what it all matters is that John Wallach thinks he's awful. And it's under pressure because John Wallach knows more about 90s like hip-hop and R&B than someone like John Wallach should. It's ridiculous. He'll spit out stuff and I'll be like, how do you know that?
I choked. I really did.
And he's just got this gift of choking. When it matters, like, you know what you are? You're the Brown. You're the Bengals in the playoffs.
I'm the Red Sox before 2004 is what I am.
You just no, but you're so bad.
No, like, it's bad. You know it's bad. Remember we had the contest in studio and I finished second to K-Ron. Remember
yes.
that?
Yep.
K-Ron actually tweeted in this morning.
Oh, really?
So disappointed, Wallach. Like, you bring shame to 90s R&B. Somewhere there's a big button to frown.
Yeah, if you would like to read some of these, by all means, John.
All right. This from John in Vegas. That was a Sarge-esque performance. Should have done bird calls. Would have gotten them all. Casanova, more like Casa 0 for 5. Tough game for Wallach post-surgery. Didn't think his hearing of sweet R&B tunes would be this affected. Didn't think it was possible for Wallach to throw up a bagel on 90s hip-hop trivia, but we found out otherwise. Take a lap. Let's see. What else do we have here? Let's see. Give Ken Griffey Rules some layups next time. The Eagles, Counting Crows, Flock of Seagulls, Free Bird. This is even better. Not sure who is worse. A, Jim Gray's Super Bowl interview. B, Rick Pitino call-in. C, Fred's fantasy baseball interview. D, Ken Griffey Rules 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, John.
Yep.
Well, I mean, okay, so we need a chance for you to redeem yourself.
K-Ron, that hurts.
All right, so here's what I want you to do, because it's embarrassing having you on the show if you can't do that. I mean, it makes me look bad.
Yeah.
It makes Joe Murray look bad. He's not even a member of this show. It makes all of us look bad. The stink, it's going to be tough to get off.
It stinks.
So here's what I want you to do, and Joe Murray, you do this as well.
Sure.
Tomorrow it's Redemption Island, all right? We're going to have a chance to redeem yourself. So I want you at some point before 9 o'clock to be thinking of what category you'd be able to kill in. All right? I tried to give you the easiest one that I knew for you.
Mm-hmm.
One that has a sound clip that you have to identify. Joe, I want you to do the exact same thing.
Okay?
And tomorrow we will do Redemption Island. We will see what I mean, you can – if you want to stay with wrestlers, fine. If you want to do the same kind of, great. But I would almost encourage you to try something different. Just see how much of a master you are. As a matter of fact, let's do that. Try something different. And I'll do the same thing. And I'll still dominate. And we'll do that again tomorrow. And that way, John, you at least have a chance to not be known for, and then it'll be a science experiment, won't it? Because then it will be, is he just like, you know, about R&B, is he shakier than we all thought? Or does he just suck under pressure? Because if you pick a category that we let you pick, and you still stink, then there's like some like tests we're going to have to do on you. Like, I mean, like medical tests to find out about like the clutch, like why you freak out so much in these cases. So
well, here's a good one. I thought hearing Bird on the air killed my hopes of being on the radio and then enter Wallach's third hour.
Somebody says Wallach is Philip Rivers. Wallach is the guy who nails every shot shooting by himself in the gym, but can't make a shot in a game.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, so I guess we have some business to take care of. Joe Murray and I had tied, and so we're going to use one of a clue that would have been in Wallach's category. Joe's probably going to kill this. I mean, he is. I worked in a music store, you know, around this period. Like, I was in high school, and I worked in a music store, so I might know some of it, but Joe Murray lived the life. Like, this was the man lived the life of 90s hip-hop
and
R&B. I did. So, all right, whenever you're ready, this one is for... This one's, I guess, for the win.
Hold on, Rich, though, because Joe might be new to this, especially on trying to do this. Your name is your buzzer. Please don't yell out the name of the song, right? That's what we want here. So if you, Rich, you'd be like, Rich, and then we would stop it, and then you would give your answer. Is that okay?
I don't think that that's, I think you just name, yell out the song.
Oh, just yell out the song, whoever
because
yells out the song.
Because if you do your name, yeah, then it gives you time to think. I think you got to yell out the name of the song.
And then we figure out who it is. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We figure it out from there. All right. Go.
Silk. Freak Me, Baby.
I rule. Oh, attaboy. Very nice. Congratulations, Joe Murray. You're the king of round one of I Rule. Somebody said, I thought hearing Bird on the Air killed my hopes of being radio. Enter Wallach's third hour.
I literally just said that maybe 90 seconds ago.
I wasn't listening to you.
No kidding. Why should it now be any different?
All right, well, so, but you like that we're giving you a second chance, right?
Sure.
Have you got any idea? Any idea of what you're going to pick for tomorrow?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You want to save it? Yeah, tell us.
That's fine. You say it now, say it later. I don't care.
No, hold on to it. Right. And Joe, you be thinking. We'll do this. We'll do this again tomorrow, and I want it to be fair. I want everyone to be able to pick their own category so it's even field. I just thought I would pick ones that were, you know, at least from what I thought would be perfectly easy.
You thought there might be wheelhouse issues, like right in their wheelhouse.
But no.
Haven't we played this game with John before?
I did well when Kayvon was here.
That's right.
I had a big lead, and Kayvon did very well, came back and won.
Yeah, he was great.
I blame the quarantine.
Oh, is that right?
I blame everything on this.
That could be it. Joe Murray sitting there peacocking. Congratulations. Yeah. You deserve it. Once again, as I think Joe Murray probably could have killed any of our categories, but we shall see. All right. Mr. Michael Hurley is pissed. He does not like an article that Peter King wrote that was not very nice about the Patriots. He has busted all the stats, facts, and figures. We will talk to him right after the champion, Joe Murray's headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Deflategate, huh? I'm reading legal documents, huh? Deflategate.
Why is Michael Hurley so angry this morning? Hurl, baby, hurl.
So many documents.
Why is Michael Hurley so angry this morning? Hurl, baby, hurl.
It's all good, baby. No, that's not my thing.
Danny and Bob, a sports hub. It is Toucher and Rich, a gentleman who is very, very high-strung. If you look at what the article he wrote last night has to say. On the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, gentlemen, we love to have on here because he finds the stats, he finds the figures, he finds what other people don't find, like the writing in between the writing, to prove his point. For CBSBoston.com, Mr. Michael Hurley. Michael, you seem very upset with Mr. Craft Beer enthusiast himself, Peter King, on his power rankings and where the Patriots land.
It's almost reassuring to hear that, Rich, because I was actually thinking of you and Fred and the Tucker and Rich show the other day, thinking, man, I used to get angry about stuff. I used to have some fire in my belly, some passion. I was actually going to consult you, like, what can I get passionate?
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
The Sports Hub, it is Toucher and Rich. I'm getting a little bit of info on the Fred. Okay, so once again, someone had written a tweet, you know, what was worse? Was it, or who was worse? Was it Jim Gray during his interview? Was it Rick Pitino during his interview? Was it John Wallach during, you know, the last game that we played? Or was it Fred's fantasy baseball interview? And to that, Zolak said, oh, it's C, it's Fred's fantasy baseball interview. And I had no idea what it was. Like, what is he talking about? And according to one of our listeners, he just tweeted us and said, Fred booked this guy who had won over $100,000 playing fantasy baseball, and he came on and he was this old fart that absolutely sucked. Fred used to call himself out as it was one of the low points of the show he'll remember. And then he said it was like around 2012, 2013. Dude, we have had so many bad guests that, to be quite honest, they all kind of jumble together. I mean, if you hear like a 2 to 3 minute interview, then you pretty much know that we're like, all right, we look at each other and go, dude, we got to wrap this up.
I have no memory of that.
I don't either, but apparently Zolak does. And this, as I said, our listeners are way more knowledgeable about our show than we are. Like, they remember way more stuff, and it's awesome, but it also kind of scares me that our brain is starting to kick out stuff that I thought was important at one point. But as you said, maybe it's because we've had so many bad ones, they all kind of melt together. But John, he's referencing your performance earlier in the show with Irule, and we, you know, you went over, but we want to give you a chance for redemption. I don't want to leave a sour taste in people's mouth, John. I don't want people to think we're ganging up on you.
Right.
So I've given you a chance for redemption tomorrow for another edition of Irule. I will let you guys pick the categories as well as me. So, first of all, Joe Murray, have you picked your category that you're going to want for
Yeah,
tomorrow?
I'm torn on two, but, you know, for the sake of it, I'm going to do 90s grunge bands.
Ooh, 90s grunge bands.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Liking that. All right. Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah. So they're going to play a 5-second clip of a 90s grunge band, and then you have to guess. Okay. You'll nail that. You'll kill that one. John Wallach, have you figured out? Well, you know what? Real quick, because I was going to pick alternative radio one-hit wonders, but I wonder if that's going to be too close to yours. Let me think about it then. All right, John, what's yours going to be?
90210 trivia.
It's got to be a sound clip, though. And you have to identify the sound clip.
There are no sound clips from 90210 we can find?
No. We can, but it's going to be, like, would it be, you'd be able to identify what character it was?
It's up to, I don't know, how you guys want to run it.
By hearing them speak, I would think that would
be it. We did a thing like this years ago, and Rich, John nailed it. Like, he would tell you the episode, what they were wearing, who the side character was that just showed up out of nowhere. So.
You want to do characters that are speaking? You want to do it that way?
So what we had done in the past is we gave you a scenario, and then you told us how it played out, and that was you killed it. But if we're going to do like a because I rules got like a 5 second sound clip. So should we have tertiary characters from 90210?
Tertiary characters?
No one that's in the opening. All right. It can't be any of the main characters. We will play you the voice of one of those characters speaking, and you have to identify who it is.
Oh,
is that too tough?
You know what? I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a shot. Sure.
All right. I'm liking this. Absolutely.
I rule.
Yeah.
I'll give it a shot.
All right.
We haven't done that, so I'll try it. Sure.
Okay, maybe we'll do that. All right, you know what? Sure, I'll do alternative radio one-hit wonders. Anyone who was
pretty
anywhere...
big gamut there, Richwood. Are you narrowing it down to a specific time frame? I mean,
I would say starting with the 90s.
Okay.
I would say like starting with the 90s.
90 to 99. No.
You can go into the 2000s. You can go into the early 2000s.
Give you some Limp Bizkit then. You're gonna get some smack.
Well, if you're saying Smack or Limp Bizkit or One Hit Wonders, then, sir, I've got a little gold record to show you right here.
My bad.
All right. So I have tertiary character. By that mean no one who's in the open.
Yeah. Like, it could be the owner of the Peach Pit, whatever his name is.
It's Nat. Pesicchio.
Okay. There you go. So if you heard his voice, you would have to identify. Now, is that fair?
That's hard.
Okay.
Let me think. Give me some more time to think
about it. You've got till the end of the show to figure out how you want to do it, but it involves a sound clip.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
All right. Okay, good. Now it's time for redemption. And if it's not R&B, it's 90210. As a matter of fact, I had written down 90210 before, but I was like, hey, I don't know how to do that with sound. And so if you can figure out a way, we will get
it. What you could do was just a clip, and then I would have to describe what was going on at the time.
That's really vague, man. I don't know. I'll let you figure it out. You and Lockhart can figure it out.
Right,
but I just, I want it to be one that you're really good at because I want to see if you blow it again. I want there to be no excuse. Like, if you blow it, I want to go, well, there's something wrong with you, dude.
Yeah, well, like, I think you we knew that already. This. But yeah, that's fine.
All right, man. All right, we have Will Brinson on with us. No commercials, just the headlines with Joe Murray.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Five, the Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, Joe Murray in studio, and on the phone with us, the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. One of our favorites, Mr. Will Brinson, senior NFL writer for CBSSports.com. Mr. Brinson, did you enjoy the pictures that came out of Mr. Deion Sanders and Antonio Brown working out together? Apparently, this is a big thing in the making here.
I didn't see it. I'm thrilled I didn't see it. Each Antonio Brown story that I don't see or don't become aware of is it immediately becomes my favorite Antonio Brown story.
I saw that you had spoke about it on the Pick Six podcast. So apparently what you said about it was, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's a great player, and he's probably on football merit alone, probably a Hall of Famer. But I'm sort of at the, hey, it's kind of a piece of crap portion of the program. And for each Antonio Brown story that I can avoid, I feel a little bit better about myself. He's working out with everybody, and I don't think it matters. Like, who's signing him? They're going to suspend him immediately if somebody signs him, or at least put him on the exempt list. I don't know if what's happened with that investigation. I don't know about you guys, but everybody has, things that they're doing on their to-do list that they're working through. And it feels like throughout, quarantine and now through, all the terrible things that are, just all the unrest that's going on, in the general, across the country, that sort of like some of these lower tier to-do list things have just falling by the wayside is like an insult.
The reason, Will, why that story stood out to me is, you ever been scrolling through your timeline on a day where something like really bad happens? It's everyone's just, it's this and everyone's just talking about this. I think it was Sunday when this happened. And, when all the rioting and looting was, I think at that point it had already been after Minneapolis. We went out to Los Angeles. There's been so much of it, I get my days mixed up. But I was scrolling through the timeline, and it was all pictures and all this stuff. And then I get to Deion Sanders, and it said, man, today was a great day. Hang on, what? Like, is he just completely unaware of everything that's around? And I'm not one of these people just going, oh, read the room. But I saw that.
I was on a text server with some friends last night. We saw somebody we know tweeted out an accomplishment and then a GIF, and it was like, Matt, read the room. Deion, so blessed to be working out with this young man today. And it's like, no, oh. Deion, read the room.
Here it is. It was on May 30th, which I think was maybe Saturday. And, the Minneapolis, and he just tweeted, today was an awesome day, with an exclamation point, hashtag truth. And I went, hang on, now I got to look at his timeline. I got to see what's going on. And it was him working out with Antonio Brown. And it's one of those things. To be honest, I would have probably never even seen that story if it wasn't just in the middle of everything. That tweet was there. And I was like, oh my God. He probably had no idea of all this stuff. And then I see that right there. Like, what is going on?
So the today was an awesome day. That's even better. Like, just in terms of just sheer, blindness to what is occurring. But, today is an awesome day, truth. And it's like, okay, is he talking about the greater national discussion of what's going on? Because that would be a weird comment to make. Nope, he just worked out with Antonio Brown and decided to let the world know. There you go, Deion. Way to be.
So what did you make of the NFL statement during all this, where they came out saying that they support the protest? And you read it, and at least for me, as I was going through it, knowing exactly what's happened over the past couple of years with their opinion of peaceful protests, it was just one of those things where I'm like, the balls to put this out there into the universe, to actually have these words written and NFL, the NFL logo be at the top of it, I thought was pretty out there.
Yeah, I mean, it tells you, and they also had former exec and Goodell lackey, Joe Lockhart, who once upon a time worked, I think, in and around the White House or on Capitol Hill, writes on CNN, Colin Kaepernick should have been signed. It's like, man, see, you had your chance. you were the one who could have made it happen 3 or 4 years ago. And yeah, I mean, look, it just shows and people in the greater Boston, New England area already know this and don't need it repeated, but the NFL is tone deaf and just doesn't get it. Like, they just never get it. I mean, like, everything they do is always reactionary, and they view themselves as this, just unbelievably pristine organization that is, you know, must comment on everything. It's like, no, you soiled yourself you soiled your reputation in this arena already by everyone refusing to sign Colin Kaepernick when there was not a question about whether or not he could play at like a high enough level to be a backup. But we can go to all the there's just one landing spot for him, et cetera, because of certain owners being, you know, refusing to bring him in. But like, you already made your statement 3 or 4 years ago about peaceful protests. And it was a statement that you don't like them. And now you're coming out and you're like, we support peaceful protesters. Like, no, I mean, I'm not going to comment on it. It's sort of like if they were like, we love peaceful protesters, and at the same time, we're using tear gas to force people off a football field in the middle of the, you know, reading the words where they say we like peaceful protesters. That's what it would remind me of.
Right. It would seem a lot like that. And you know, I guess the one thing that almost has saved the NFL from itself is you've got coaches like Brian Flores who come out with these statements that are just awesome. I mean, it's like, you know, it's the perfect words. It's exactly what you need to be heard at exactly the right time. By the way, Brian Flores has done everything since he's left the Patriots to make me think that this guy could be a successful head coach in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, the way he had them playing last year at the end of the year when it didn't mean anything and playing hard each time, the way that he took games against Bill Belichick, you know, it felt almost like personal, even though there's no real vendetta against the two of them, but it felt like it was, you know, like he really wanted to show this team that we can take on the best and punch them in the mouth.
Yeah, Rich, how soon before, and this is a question, to ask, how soon are the Miami Dolphins really going to be a problem?
Well,
for people to play against.
I think soon. I mean, look, so we're doing a all 32 series on the Pick Six podcast, and like we had the Cowboys and Dolphins. Don't worry about the order; it's a long story. But we're doing the East teams right now. We have the Cowboys and Dolphins coming out today, and I talked to Adam Beasley about it. I mean, he thinks they're going to be like wrapping it up. It's like, what's the ceiling for this team? What's the floor? And he's like, I think this team will play meaningful games in December. And I mean, I think that's probably a little bit of rose-colored glasses from Beast, but I don't think he's wrong. I mean, if Tua is what he was in college before he got injured, I mean, this team could be dangerous. Like, they fortified the offensive line, and we'll find out, you know, whether or not they're, you know, going to try and be, you know, play young or try and go with some of the veterans early on. And that might tell us what they think about their roster. But they have talent on the offensive side, and they loaded up on the defensive side. A bunch of former Patriots players that don't always work out well, but, you know, talented guys who can make a difference. And then, you know, the secondary is absolutely stacked. So I think the Dolphins are going to be a problem. I mean, I don't think they'll win the division, but there's certainly there is a viable path where they do win the division and everything clicks right for them and Tua is a rookie of the year. I mean, if Flores keeps on this path, they are going to be a big problem. I would say the one thing with Miami, though, like, you have to worry a little bit that the expectations are a bit high. I mean, if they're 6-10, you know, that's a pretty good season from a team that we thought had the worst roster in the history of football less than a year ago. But if they go 6-10, my Dolphins fans and everybody's going to be very disappointed. So I think that's one of the problems in the NFL is, like, if your expectations get too far ahead of you, it can really burn you because people will be disappointed even though you had a good season.
But there's certain teams like them that, you know, obviously with Brian Flores, they've got potentially good DNA. You know, like, I mean, there's certain teams that you look at and you're like, well, they're just going to, I mean, like, the DNA, it's bad. Like, the Jets, like, what's going on with the Jets right now, that's just bad DNA. And I know that, obviously, Fred's a huge Sammy D fan. It's not his fault. It's from the head down that you see the bad, DNA.
Like the Texans.
I see over there.
Yeah.
Right,
Texans,
right. Like, the Texans, that's failure DNA that I see there.
Like, the Bills have great DNA.
Yes, exactly.
They brought in, and even though the Pegulas, right, I would say that, you know, so we'll see how that affects. By the way, I don't know if you've seen it, but like the Pegulas, Tim Graham wrote about this for The Athletic, but like they have a mess on their hands right now in terms of their businesses. So yeah, That'll be interesting to watch. But like Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott And everybody, you know, from the top down to the football side of things, just knows how to win and has built a good winning culture. And if the Dolphins do build that, then yeah, I mean, that's going to be that's something that's sustainable over the course of time. And you're right. I love Sam Darnold too, but the Jets, yeah, mess.
Yeah. Hey, well, and I think about teams like that. Like, I mean, look at like the Colts, how they switched. And like, you know, once they got rid of, you know, when Ryan Grigson's there, it's like, that's just bad DNA. And now look what they've done. They've got Frank Reich in there. And this is a team that actually, you know, you look at that and you can say, all right, that's a team that at least has a culture that you can trust might be able to pull this out. You know, and then you said Bill O'Brien, on the other hand, is when you just go, this is a organization that unfortunately, like the genetics from the head down are failure from ownership, from Bill O'Brien. And I'll tell you what, my perception of Bill O'Brien, unfortunately, I thought that he was going to be the guy when he left. And I thought he was going to be someone, even after he left like Penn State, I'm like, that's the kind of guy that if Belichick leaves, I want to be here in the Patriots. And I think the Kraft wanted that too. But, you know, now you look at it and like, how do you touch that guy with a 10-foot pole at coach? And maybe, who knows? Maybe he'll pull one out of his ass this year. I don't know what's going on. But you tell.
But, like, the thing about Bill O'Brien is, like, he just wins football games. It's really weird. So, I mean, and maybe he is pulling out of his ass. I'm not sure. I mean, like, it's hard to tell. But, you know, maybe Deshaun Watson just makes it work for him. But, like, you know, he had that one season where Deshaun Watson tore his ACL as a rookie, and that's his only season with less than 9 wins. I mean, I think that if you brought him in and you had a viable front office that he wasn't trying to overthrow and like take over and become GM, then he could, you know, you could do well and he could succeed because he does a good job as a coach. But the things that you see that are problematic are, you know, like a cornerback will struggle and he'll cut him, you know, the coach will get mad at him, and then the GM, same guy, right, will cut him, like, on Monday. Or, you know, DeAndre Hopkins has an issue with, you know, Bill O'Brien, the coach, and that bleeds into his relationship with Bill O'Brien, the GM, who then doesn't want to pay him and decides to trade him for David Johnson. It's like, what are you doing? I mean, the Larry Tunsil thing, you know, Bill O'Brien trades for him because the coach, you know, as a coach, he really likes him. And then as the GM, he forgets that, you know, he needs to sign him to a deal before he acquires him for those first round picks, because otherwise he has to give him $6 million over market value. It's just, there's just these mistakes being made by the GM side of him that are being influenced by the coach side of him. And that's like the difference between Belichick. Belichick doesn't do that. He knows how to separate church and state when it comes to operating as a coach versus operating as a GM or a personnel guy. And Bill O'Brien hasn't learned that. The question is, can he survive these mistakes? Can they thrive, you know, with that culture going on? And if they, you know, if they can, and he can learn from him and change how he operates, then maybe it's a different story. But yeah, I agree. I just don't, like, you can't have him running everything. It just clearly, would you be surprised if he traded Deshaun Watson? Because I
no. No, nothing would surprise me with him. No. Nothing would surprise me with him. I mean, but I mean, you also have to put it on him, the amounts, like what he was able to get back for getting rid of star players. Like, that's another thing you have to hold his feet to the fire on. Right. It's one thing that was it the right decision, but what did he get back? And it doesn't seem to be equitable. You know what I mean, Will?
He gave him 2 firsts for Larry Tunsil. I mean, and then gets a, what do you get back, a second round pick for DeAndre Hopkins plus. I remember we were doing the podcast, and we're doing a show during like a free agency recap, and we're like, oh snap, like live on the whole group recording it. We're like, oh, the Texans traded for David Johnson, that's crazy. And then like 5 minutes later, it's like, oh my god, we're like, you know, it was like a bad deal when it was just David Johnson for a second round pick, and then it was like, and DeAndre Hopkins is included. It's like, what? the whole thing was insane. And
checking, yeah, to make sure that it's not one of those like mock accounts, like, you know, during when everyone, you know, the fake Woj and stuff. Yeah, right. Well, I mean, I don't know how you bounce back from that, because it just seems like, you know, now that players have turned, they're speaking out. It's just, it's weird. The Texans, I'll never figure out.
Real quick, Will, before you go, we're about 100 days out from the beginning of the season. What are the guys the NFL starts on time?
I would say, I don't know, 60-70%. I mean, I would say 80% starts on time. 50-50 on what the fan situation is, though. I think that's the key. Like, we talked about it a little bit with the Dolphins plan or whatever.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, if you're so, even if you're putting 15,000 people in Gillette Stadium, you know, you still got to get 15,000 people out easily. You got to deal with beer lines. I mean, you know, you got to deal with the bathroom. There's so many different things that go into it. And I think it's sort of a waiting game for these NFL teams. You know, they're probably trying to plan these contingency situations, but it's hard to do that too. You know, you have to figure out who's getting the tickets. You know, how you distribute it. It's all so up in the air. And I think first and foremost, before they even worry about all that, they have to worry about the logistics of how do we put the football game on without endangering anybody who's going to be doing it. So I think they're sort of in a holding pattern right now. I'm trying to, I would guess that there are a lot of teams, while they're trying to create plans and you know, formulate sort of ideas and contingencies, they're also sort of like, all right, let's hope this thing is just, you know, let's see what happens 2 weeks after, frankly, after Memorial Day, 2 weeks after all these protests, when everybody is out in the streets together closely, you know, like literally arm in arm, but a lot of people with no masks on, like, let's see what happens after that. And then we'll have a better idea. Cause if, you know, if we don't see a spike, then it's like, all right, full bore training camp and the regular season is on. I mean, I think that's probably where we're at.
I just want to sit at a blackjack table, Will. I just want to go to
a casino. I do too, but I don't. It seems, I mean, like, the idea of sitting down at a blackjack table with, like, three people chiefing cigs and your hands on that felt that's been mauled by 7,000 people already that day, it's a little less appealing than it used to be.
Did you see the picture that someone sent us? I retweeted it on our Touch and Rich account, and it's what Foxwoods, who's opening today, has set up, and it's this three seats at the table, and there are
partitions.
Oh yeah, it's like you're at a bank teller. You're gambling at a bank teller, and like the dealer is behind the glass, and you slide your stuff underneath it. And my first thought was, I could do that. I got no problem with that at all. I don't hate it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you do lose a little bit of a table mojo, right? You're not exactly feeling, you know, you're not catching a groove, like, you're cheering through, like, four glass partitions is like, and the table is just mashing this dealer. No, I mean, I'll do it. I mean, I'm with you, but the spirit doesn't feel quite the same.
Hey, Will, would you do Josh Allen for MVP 50-1 odds?
Yeah. You know, I think that's one I looked at. I almost would rather take Sam Darnold. He's like 140-1 or 120-1 or 100-1. Here's the theory on that is it's the same with Josh Allen, right? Who you have to ride the narrative. If one of those guys, whether it's Baker or Josh Allen or Sam Darnold, one of the third year guys is obviously not Lamar because he already did it, has a reasonable breakout year, and then they topple the division, they take the division down, there's going to be a big time narrative pushing them for MVP. So, like, if the Jets can manage to win that division, it's going to be because Sam Darnold played great. Or if, you know, the Bills win the division, Josh Allen will get some love, but they have that defense too. So, I don't mind Josh Allen. I think he could take a leap, and he could be a monster, and they could win the division and win 13 games, and he's going to get love for it. So, I love Josh Allen at 50-1.
All right, we've gone way over time. You're just too damn entertaining, Will Brinson. So,
fine. I got nothing.
Thanks for coming on with us. Once again, senior writer for CBSSports.com, the Pick 6 podcast that you can find where, Mr. Brinson?
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever else you get your podcast. Two shows Tuesday through Friday for the next 4 weeks.
Now, that was just way too complicated of an outro. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I just said.
We'll clean it up next time. All right, we'll talk to you soon, man. All right, see you, man. All right, we're way past the clock. We'll be right back.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
What's up? Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriated.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Five, the Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, Joe Murray and Stu.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.